This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our work through the Psalter, getting close to the end, reflecting on Psalms 146 through 149. Whose hope is the Lord? A song of praise is fitting. He declares his word to Jacob. He commanded it, and they were created, and two-edged swords in their hands. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy and hear us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We have God from the
Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us.
Bless your name.
Peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
Glory be to the Father.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 43. Bring out the people who are blind, yet have eyes, who are deaf, yet have ears. All the nations gather together, and the peoples assemble. Who among them can declare this and show us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to prove them right, and let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you. And you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am God. Also, henceforth, I am he. There is none who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back? O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Dear brothers and sisters, greetings from your family in Christ in Mexico. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord to be with each one of you. The top highest grossing films of all times have always something in common. Everything seems to be going okay. Then all of a sudden a billion appears in the movie. There's conflict or there is injustice. And then eventually a hero or a savior came on board and rescued or solved the injustice. Take the hero out of the movie and there is no movie and there is no audience. The story of humanity is very similar in many senses. Everything was good in the Garden of Eden. Then the enemy Satan entered the picture, showing doubt and disrupt the relationship that he got with us. So in doubt, disruption in this perfect relationship. Sin separated humanity from God. And two other enemies joined battle, our sinful flesh and the fallen world. The result was chaos and a struggle that continue up to this day. In the context of Isaiah 43 that we were reading, particularly in the verses 22 and 24, God reminded Israel, "Yet you did not call upon me, O Jacob, but you have been weary on me, O Israel, but you have burdened me with your sins, you have wearied me with your iniquities." And then our test begins. Bring out the people who are blind, yet have eyes, who are deaf, yet have ears. Humanity today may see and hear things about God, yet it continues to go in the wrong direction either they don't see or they don't hear. People increasingly cease to call upon God. They grow weary on him or simply just walk away from church. We can see this reflected on the statistics that we are having, showing fewer people being identified as Christians, less students on the seminaries, and churches closing their doors because of the lack of members or the lack of pastors. And even those of us who serve God sometimes become anxious or overwhelmed because we cannot find solutions to too many of the problem that we have to face in our context. Sometimes we just fail to recognize who the true Savior of our life really is. But the Word of God always brings us back to reality after exposing our sin, our guilt, and our complete inability to rescue ourselves. God does not point us toward ourselves for the solution. He points us to himself and what he have done. "You are my witness, declares the Lord, and my servant who I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. I declare and save and proclaim, when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, declared the Lord, and I am God." And here, the Christian confession becomes wonderfully clear. The Lord, who declares through Isaiah, "Besides me, there is no Savior," has revealed his salvation to us in Jesus Christ. The Savior is not another God along Yahweh. It's not another God along as well. Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of the Father, true God and true man, who entered our flesh, carried our sins in the cross, conquered death, and rose again for our justification. Brothers and sisters, last Sunday I must confess with you that I was pretty stressed because of some problems we were having in our church in Mexico. But then our dear brothers that are here at the seminary invite a lot of us to the prayer of the night. And during the service, I heard the words of Matthew 11, 28 to 30. That was just the reading that we had that night. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and lean from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That evening, through the word proclaimed among my brothers, God give me the peace and remind me once again who is the Savior, and that apart of him, there is no Savior. I especially enjoy in our church when we have to come and normally teach catechesis, and we get to the question, what is the purpose for the Bible? And the answer that we get from our catechesis is that the purpose of the Bible is to show us Christ, or know Christ, and by knowing Christ, we become saved. And that's just get us full of joy. The beginning of Isaiah 43 reminds us of our reality. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. We belong to God. In Holy Baptism, God placed his name upon us and made Christ's saving work personally ours. We were buried with Christ through baptism into death and raised with him to walk into newness of life. The final fulfillment of this promise is the resurrection of the body and eternal life with Christ. And now we have the privilege to better prepare for sharing this good news with others. What is an example of this? 3 months ago, a young man named Julian showed in our church in Matamoros, Mexico, where I serve. It was weird because he was someone new. We are not a big church. We identify very clearly who is new. And when our service ends, we ask him, hey, who invited you to the service? And he said, no one. Well, how did you came to our church? And no, he told me that he came from another denomination. And in his congregation, they have been preaching, at least lately, about the current attacks that Israel have been happening and how it was so bad. And basically, the problem of everything that was happening was the sinful lives that we all live and that we have to repent. That was it for many, many, many weeks and almost months. And Julian mentioned that he kept asking himself, where is the Christ that died for me, my sins in the cross to save me? I didn't hear anything about that. He told me, I have to be preaching myself the gospel every Sunday that, yes, I'm a sinner, but Jesus Christ died for me. That's what I recall here somewhere, somehow. And finally, he could not keep it anymore. He started to search internet. What is the church that normally preached more clearly Jesus Christ? Guess what denomination came on internet? Lutherans. And he say, what is Lutheran? There is not, I mean, in Mexico, almost no one knows typically Lutherans with very small church. And finally, he looked in internet for a church, and he find our church in Matamoros, and he came, basically, I attended, I saw the service time, and that's why I'm here. So I tell him, well, you already go through the service. What did you hear, or what can you share about what you were here? Well, he mentioned, I thank God because today I heard that I'm a sinner, but I also heard my sins were forgiven because of Christ, who died and risen to save me and give me eternal life. God continues to act even in circumstances that appear impossible. God invited him to the church. We just share Christ. Isaiah says, also henceforth, I'm he. There is none who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back? Therefore, let us be witnesses who proclaim and announce God's salvation and redemption. Our task is not to become saviors of the church. The church already has a savior. Christ is not merely the hero on our story. In reality, we have been brought into his story, the story of creation, redemption, cross, resurrection, church, and the coming restoration of all the things. God does not leave his gifts somewhere far away in heaven. He puts them into our ears, mouth, bodies, and conscience of sinners. He put Christ into our ears through the preached gospel, his name and promise upon his holy baptism, his forgiveness into the ears through the holy absolution, and Christ's very body and blood into our mouths at the last, in the Lord's Supper. We thank God for the call of the students preparing to serve him and serve the Lord, for the opportunity he had given us to prepare for these 2 weeks that we will be here to become more faithful witnesses of his word and the one true God. And when the church faces problems that seem impossible, when congregations struggle, when pastors grow weary, when leaders do not know what to do, we still return to the promise. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. Something we're learning, at least on the last days, and we know we have been getting the teaching from Pastor Reyes, is the future church does not rest upon our shoulders. The church belongs to the one who redeemed her with his blood. We are not called to save the church, but faithfully deliver the gifts of the Savior, to preach his word, to administer his sacraments, to forgive sins in his name, and to bear witness to Christ before the world. For he has said, I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. And that Savior have a name, Jesus Christ, crucified for our sins and risen for our resurrection. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.
I cry to you, O Lord.
In the morning my prayer comes before you.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And of the whole being of the Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all the day.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness.
O God of our salvation.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, you give your children many blessings, even though we are undeserving. In every trial and temptation, grant us steadfast confidence in your loving kindness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, because you justify the ungodly and desire not the death of the sinner, we humbly implore you graciously to assist by your heavenly aid and evermore shield with your divine protection your servants who trust in your mercy, that they may be separated from you by no temptations, but may serve you without ceasing. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you,
my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have
bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.